And we're live.
Welcome back, everyone. Episode 74 of Kids Deserve It. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can check our podcast out on iTunes.
And we are excited to announce that we were just recently made the number one spot on K-12 education on iTunes. We want to remind you to go on our iTunes page and leave a review on the podcast on any episode. We select a winner each week to win an autographed book set.
Also, don't forget to join our Kids Deserve It chat on Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This week, we got another awesome guest, but first we want to introduce ourselves. I am Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation from the Bay Area of California.
I'm Todd Nesloni, Elementary School Principal in Navasota, Texas, and I am thrilled to welcome Chris Allen to the show today. So Chris, thanks for being on with us today.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for having me.
We also want to remind our viewers that you can participate in social media using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt. Whether you're watching live or listening to or watching this recording later, we always love to see the things that stick out to you.
So we have a few questions for you, Chris. So for those like three people out there that don't know who you are, tell us about yourself.
All right. My name is Chris Allen, and my occupation is that I get to use my vocal cords. So I'm a singer, and I was on American Idol almost 8 years ago now, which is mind-blowing. But I'm from Arkansas, and I live in Tennessee now, and I am, I've been married 8 years, and I got two kids.
Nice. Awesome. Well, you were more than just on American Idol. You kind of won your season.
I was. Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes I forget to mention that.
Exactly. Well, you know, your most recent music release is the amazing album Letting You In. When you think about that album, what is probably your favorite memory from making that?
My favorite memory would probably be writing a couple of the songs. I actually spent two flights, one leaving and then one coming back home, and I wrote two songs on both those flights. And it was just one of those moments where, like, writing can be kind of tedious and strenuous for me, but those songs just kind of flew out, and I remember being very proud of them. And I didn't have a guitar or anything, so I had never done that before, but they just kind of flew out. So no pun intended with the airplane thing.
So as you know, authors ourselves, we talk a lot about the writing process, but like, what's the writing process for you as an artist? And I think more importantly, like, when do you feel like you've really kind of nailed or hit that lyric? Is there like a time or something that really happens for you?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the process goes, I come from a very musical background. Music, like, I started playing music before I started singing music. I grew up in playing in orchestras and that type of thing. So music has always come first for me. But I actually did challenge myself on this last record to write the lyrics before I wrote the music. And it was funny how much easier it was to write music for lyrics than it was to write lyrics for music. So I did that for this record. And as far as lyrics go, I am really hard on lyrics. Just only in my own songs. But it's one of those things where I have to feel 100% about them, and I have to feel like they hit home with me, just like, and punch me right in the gut. Because if it's not real and it's not making me move in a happy way, or if it's not inspiring me, or if it's not just an impression of what my life is at that time, then it's hard for me to feel connected to it, and I have to feel connected to it. And sometimes it takes time for me.
Have you always been comfortable writing lyrics, or was that something you kind of had to grow into?
I think I've always wanted to and wanted to be good at it. But it's not, it didn't come out easily for me from the beginning. I can make up melodies. I can put chords together. I can do all those things, but I really, maybe it's because I'm so hard on it, but it does take me, it's a little harder for me to do the lyrics than it is than the music.
So I got another question. When I run early in the morning in the dark and by myself, and I get so many ideas when I'm running, and I'll come home and like write them down kind of furiously. Is there a place that you go to, kind of like your thinking place or something that you do that you're like, wow, this is like the watershed where so much kind of like, you know, ideas come to fruition?
I have to do that. Like if I don't do that, I feel like I get stifled a lot. So whether that's the shower, because it's a pretty quiet place, or I'll take my dog on a walk, and it's usually at nighttime, and I'll just start singing stuff in my head or trying to come up with stuff in my head. But actually, the other day, I'm in a writing process right now, and I just took a drive. I took a drive about an hour outside of town, and I sat among the trees and just tried to listen. And so that's, I have to do that. My life is very loud.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm sure with two little kids at home, you don't get a lot of quiet time at the house.
Especially two kids.
Yeah, the two kids. I mean, my son is 3 and my daughter is 10 months old. So it's not real quiet at my house. They're amazing and so fun, but not quiet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Chris, something we often talk about in education is balance and finding that balance. And I know you must have to struggle with that as a father and a husband and an artist. How do you kind of maintain your balance and sanity?
It's tough. I will say that. Like, it's really hard. My schedule is so crazy at times. I would say that my wife is a saint for allowing me to do this and supporting me in doing this. She kind of keeps it all together. She keeps our life together, and she also has a job, and anyways, so she's amazing. So, but I try to keep it pretty balanced. I try to not be gone for too long whenever I'm gone. Mm-hmm. I think 3 weeks is the max for me. And that's always been the case. It was a rule set by I was riding with one of the guys from the fray a long, long time ago, and that was one of the guys, or that Joe King. He was like, "Dude, don't be gone for longer than 3 weeks." And so I've kept to that, and it's been good.
Nice. What's something that you've accomplished this past year, Chris, that you're really proud of?
This past year, I would say I spent about 10 days sitting right here where I'm at right now. And it was the first time I had actually recorded something and released it my own. Like I recorded it by myself, and just kind of spent 10 days doing that and getting it right. And it was really simple. It was just an acoustic thing that I put out, and I don't know, it just ended up being, I was really proud of it. I was really proud of the way the versions of I put out 5 versions of some songs from Letting You In, just acoustically, and I think people really appreciated it. And I think I did it for fun, and I was like, oh, maybe I should just let people listen to this. And it was funny how that happens, and it ended up like doing really well, and like I think it went to number 1 on the singer songwriter charts on iTunes. So
yep,
I don't know. I'm not proud of it because of where it ended up. I'm proud of it because it was something for fun, and I wanted to do something nice for the fans, and it just turned out, I think it turned out really cool.
Thanks.
I love that. So what was school like for you growing up as a student?
So I grew up in Arkansas, and starting in 4th grade, my parents signed me up for this school that was about 35, 40 minutes from my house. And we had a bus there, and it was this TAG program. And they had a music program and all these things, and they thought I would do really well in it. And I did. But I didn't want to go because I was away from my friends and all these things. And I stayed through it from elementary school to middle school to high school, and it worked for me. Like, I look back on my schooling and I think I got really lucky. I was able to take a ton of AP courses because of this program. I was able to be in orchestras, take music theory in high school, and wow, all these different things that I don't think a lot of people get to do. And it was because my parents, I think, really cared about my education and really cared about what I was doing with that. And it just turned out to be a great, I have so many friends still from high school that we keep in touch with all the time. And I think there was we had a special bond because none of us lived in the same place. We all kind of bussed in from, on the outskirts of town. And it was, I think it was a really special experience.
Nice. Who is someone that's made a big impact in your life?
As like anybody or an educator or
anyone.
I always point everything to my parents. My parents are really young. They had me at when they were really young. We didn't have a lot growing up at all, but they saw something in me, and they saw something. My brother has a weird job too. I consider what I have to be a weird job. My brother is a cheerleader, and he coaches cheerleading. And so I think they saw different things in us, and they made sure that we, and they saw that we wanted to do those things, and they made sure that we excelled in those things, and they put us in programs for those different things, whether it be orchestra, or my brother was the only guy cheerleader on the high school squad. He's a gymnast, and I don't know, I don't think every parent would do that, mm-hmm. Have the faith that, oh, this is okay. Like, you don't have to be a doctor, you don't have to be a lawyer, but you can be really successful at what you're doing. And they've always supported that. So I always appreciate my parents for that.
Nice. That's great.
So, Chris, we all have those days that are rough, that we don't want to get out of bed. When you have kind of those days, those moments, what do you kind of do to kick your butt into gear?
I usually do some sort of exercise, whether it be like, I'm not very good at yoga, but I'll do some yoga. About a half a mile down the road. I'll run down there, and there's this little like workout spot. It's got some pull-ups and things like that. So I'll go do that and then come back home, and it usually kind of jump starts me.
Awesome. All right, Chris. Every week we like our guests to leave a challenge for our viewers. What is your challenge for the week?
All right, so my challenge is, so I really enjoyed it when my teachers would open up to me, and maybe I'd find out something about them that I usually wouldn't know. So my challenge is that you tell your kids something about yourself that maybe is a little quirky or funny or just a personal thing that you wouldn't usually tell them.
I think that's awesome. Well, Chris, thank you so much for giving us some of your time. Like I said, I know you're busy. I know you've got a family to take care of too. So we really appreciate you coming on our show this week.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me.
And we want to thank everybody for watching and listening. Remember that you can tweet us using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt. We also encourage you to go on iTunes and leave a review so you can win an autographed book set. Make sure to include your Twitter handle so we can contact you about your prize. Join our Twitter chats on Wednesday, and make sure you check out our next guest, Dove Award-winning music video producer, Joel Banta. Thanks again, everybody, and have a great evening.
Thanks, everyone.